you people are deceitful. It's 99.7.
They're coming out of the woodwork.
DJX. Yeah, we had a lady that said that she accidentally like leaves Diet Coke on the bottom of her cart and like walks out the store.
Accidentally the first time.
Quote, accidentally.
Now she does it all the time.
So I said, you know, every now and then I'll try a grape before I purchase it. And if they're not good, I'm not going to buy them. And someone said, yeah, Kelly missed the memo. Always test grapes before you buy. Nobody wants sour grapes.
Seriously?
Yeah. Emily said, I used to work at a grocery store in high school and people would always bring empty banana peels that they gave their kids while they were shopping and expect me to charge them for it. Bananas charge by weight, so it always...
you're kidding. I didn't know that. Yeah. I thought just a little sticker.
Except at like Trader Joe's. Trader Joe's, they charge you by the banana, so...
Got a lot of text messages. Saw a lady put a huge ham in her purse and she knew I saw her.
Oh, we got another one. I was a contractor at Kroger for many years doing their remodel stuff. One time they screwed me out of a bunch of money, so every time I'm there, I steal something and deduct it from what they owe me, and I don't feel guilty at all.
Wait, so what was the thing that you had just forgotten about?
I forgot about. So the other day, I was grocery shopping, and I got a bag of organic quinoa, and that's kind of expensive. It was like $6.
Sure.
So I'm going through the line, and the girl's like scanning stuff, and she tries to scan the quinoa, and it's not scanning because there's no tag. She looks at me dead in the eye, holds out her arm and just drops it in the bag. Like, I don't care. I'm not calling a manager.
Oh,
I'm
just going to get it. Like, you're welcome, girl.
Can't even pronounce this crap.
Don't you say a word. I got another one. My grandpa, who was in a power wheelchair, would wear a hat into a store, put his old hat where the new hats were, and take a new hat.
Grandpa?
His excuse was that he was old and senile, and they wouldn't press charges.
Grandpa? Dang it, dude.
Savage grandpa.
Hey, Sarah.
Does it count as stealing if they scan the barcode, but it doesn't come up on the register, and you're aware of it at the situation, and you walk out of the store?
It's like lying by omission.
Uh-huh. So this happened to me twice. I bought like a $70 pair of tennis shoes, and they scanned it. Now, that one I didn't realize. I got out to the car. They told me my total was like $20, and I was like, wait, what? And then I get out of the car, and I was like, oh, they didn't ring me up for the shoes. What do I do? And I toyed with it for a long time, and then I left. And then the same thing happened again with a $40 rack that they scanned the wrong barcode, and it didn't pop up. And I'm like, oh, I'm like Chelsea, like karma. What should I do?
Yeah, so part of me is like, yeah, you got to go back. And then another part of me is like, you know what? I have spent way too much time in this store. I have spent way too much money with this store. You owe me this.
Yep.
This is my gift for shopping at your store for so many years and spending so much of my hard-earned money.
Uh-huh. And I'll continue to give you my hard-earned money.